Hallelujah. I just need to give you an idea about the Arabic world, the Middle East. From about 30 or 40 years ago, we are counting whoever converted from Islam background to Christian background. I'm not good in English. You know, I have a lot of accents, so... like G, Bible, Bible. So, excuse me. And from this 30 or 40 years ago, since my dad is there and everybody's there, brother, our guest speaker today, Brother Sadiq Abdul Masih, one of those the people who is accepting the Lord from Islamic background, 1970. 67. He 4 years right now, 40 something, with Jesus Christ, and he's from Islamic background. You know, the Islam background is not easy to convert them to Christ. It's the work. It's the work of God. And from 6 years ago, I have been persecuted in Egypt while I'm just giving the Bible to somebody there, and they put me in jail for 3 months, and they beat me and they broke my leg here. And I said that from since this time I have a vision in my heart that I need to love them more and more and show them how Jesus Christ is beautiful. And from 6 years ago, God put a very, very powerful tool, is the media and the satellite channels. So you don't have to speak with one by one conversation. You just go to the home without knocking the doors through the TV satellite. And from 6 years ago, the movement starts, the media starts, and a lot of Islamic background came to Jesus Christ in just Egypt. You know, I'm just speaking about Egypt, not Morocco, Algeria, and the rest of the Middle East, because I live in Egypt and I have reports from Egypt. 3 million Muslim background, they are now knowing Jesus Christ and they are believing. Can you imagine this number? I was counting them in one hand, and now I cannot count them. Ask also Brother Sadiq Abdul Masih, God used him a lot on this. He has a lot of background. He was a fundamental Muslim and very fanatic Muslim before, but he is kind now. Don't worry about it. He will not bomb himself, but he is okay now. Jesus is changing the life, and God use people like Brother Sadiq in this media, and God put on my heart now. I go to Egypt and speak one by one and let them speak about Jesus, or build a small place that non-profit organization. And we have an interview, like 2 chairs and just 3 cameras. And it's not a big, big building, but the fruits is unbelievable, you know. Lord, it's, you know, we started like $4,000 stuff, or, and then we broadcast it everywhere. Now it's 40 million viewers, 40 million viewers. And the brochures is outside, but... my heart is, why God, you bring me here in Joseph. Joseph, by the way, Joseph, the one who is getting the green card 23 years ago, he's the first one when I was like Jonas old, he put his hand over me and he bring me the gift of keyboard, small keyboard. And he said that he's going to be a gospel singer and all over the world. And now... thank God I'm a gospel singer. So he is prophesy over me one time when I was 13 years. He's the first one did that. And I'm asking God right now. We are praying for Philomath, and also, why God you sending Arabic people from the Middle East? Join with Pastor Dave here in the small church. I know it's a small, but it's a quality. You know? It's not quantity, but quality. God is about quality, not quantity. And the quantity is coming. Don't worry, okay? How many person believe in this church is going to be expanded a lot? Big, big, big one. You believe in that? In his time, he's going to do it very soon. So I'm asking God why we are joined together. Why we are? Because we are a body of Christ. The American church is having a very good heart for the Arabic people long time ago. They're sending the missionary there. They're sending the people there. I remember we received in our country a lot of missionaries there, and they are was encouraging us. And now, God, what about Egyptian people coming to America to wake the American church again to be part of this? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you're giving us. And through this media, I'm very happy to share with you my heart. I'm not sharing with you our needs, because our needs is we cannot support it. You know, just one person can support it, Jesus Christ. He can do that. We have a lot of shortage money-wise, but I don't see it. I'm seeing just God is bringing more and more and more Muslims. Last week, in the live talk show, Brother Sadiq was there, and the next day and the day before, after 3 days, nine persons came to Jesus Christ over phone. It was a live talk show. I need to accept, my name is Muhammad. I need to accept Jesus Christ over the phone in front of 40 millions. And yesterday, I have a picture I shared with with Pastor. Somebody sending me email. He have a debate in California. My close friend, he's also converted Muslim. He was in Sudan, and they also put him in jail, and he lives in Canada. And he have a debate with a sheikh, you know, imam, the high priest was Muslim, and having debate about Jesus. Is Jesus is a God? This is the title of the debate. The debate lasts for 6 hours, okay? At the end of 5 hours, you cannot imagine, I have the picture if you need to see it after the meeting. Jesus Christ is holding his heart, and he starts tear in the middle of the debate, and cameras is rolling, Media for Christ cameras is rolling there. And then he asked for forgiveness from Jesus, that he don't believe he is a God one day, and asking him, I believe in you. I believe in you. And next day, he have a very heart problem in the hospital, and he went to the hospital. He's supposed to have another debate next day, and I asked Ali. He came. He just doesn't need to do any more debates. He just believe in Jesus Christ and pray for him, because it's very dangerous about his life. They put him away, because if anybody catch him, he will be in very big trouble. And thank God, if you see his picture, he's like big beard like Osama bin Laden, exactly. And God is moving his heart right now. Pray for him. Amen. Pray for him. This is a good news. Amen. You are the first church to know this good news. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm gonna sing Arabic song, okay? You gonna understand it? It said that raise your voice for Jesus Christ. Raise your voice up. Amen. And you can help me rhythm, okay? Just, can you play with me drums? He did a great job yesterday. The song is about praising him, his name. Raise your voice. God is coming to the Middle East. God is coming to America. God is coming to everywhere. Amen. Praise his name. علي صوتك بالتسبيح وانشد للمسيح هو الاسم الغالي العالي له كل المديح علي صوتك بالتسبيح وانشد للمسيح هو الاسم الغالي العالي له كل المديح هو شفيع الناس وبدمه الخلاص هو شفيع الناس وبدمه الخلاص قوم رنم له اديله المجد ده فرحه لينا ميراث علي صوتك بالتسبيح وانشد للمسيح هو الاسم الغالي العالي له كل المديح هو شفيع الناس وبدمه الخلاص قوم رنم له اديله المجد ده فرحه لينا ميراث أوصانا 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 في الأعالي أوصانا 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 في الأعالي
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna في الأعالي. نجد نرفع اسمك ونعلي مجدك ونفتخر بشخصك. أصنع في الأعالي. هاليلويا. أصنع 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 في الأعالي. أصنع 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 في الأعالي. نجد نرفع اسمك ونعلي مجدك ونفتخر بشخصك. أصنع في الأعالي. هاليلويا هاليلويا.
gonna put this in my bucket?
Yeah, put that in your pocket. And you wanna come on this side?
Yeah, I think
we'll get set up here, yeah.
Let me move. Please. Okay.
Okay, that's great.
Raise it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
About right there.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you.
I give thanks to the Lord.
إني موجود معاكم النهاردة.
To be with you today.
يعني قلبي فرحان جدا.
I'm so happy and my heart is full of joy.
امبارح ربنا ادانا يوم عظيم جدا.
Yesterday the Lord gave us a great day, a wonderful day.
في بيت حبيبنا جو واختنا ابنتنا العزيزة نيفين.
In our brother Joe's house and Naveen's.
بيفكروني بليديا بقعت الأرجوان.
They remind me of Lydia, the one that she was used to sell things in the New Testament.
الفرق ما بين نيفين وليديا ان ليديا ما كانتش تعرف طعمية.
The only difference between Lydia and Naveen that Lydia in the New Testament didn't know how to make falafel.
حاجة تانية احنا من الميدل ايست والفرق التايم ميدل ايست لهنا الامريكا 10 ساعات.
We're from the Middle East and there's a time difference of about 10 hours between the Middle East and US.
علشان كده لما الرب هيجي مجيئه التاني هيجي عندنا الاول لان في فرق بيننا 10 ساعات انتوا هتكونوا نايمين واحنا نكون صاحيين.
So in the second coming, Jesus will arrive in the Middle East before you guys get here.
وأتمنى بعد ما ياخدنا احنا بتوع الميدل ايست يكون في مكان ليكم يعني اي وش يعني.
And after he takes us, I wish there's going to be more room for you guys.
Listen. You don't have you don't need a glass?
No, like I don't have me? Oh, okay. Fine. I can do it without it.
لينا قراية من سفر التكوين.
The book of Genesis.
إصحاح 16.
Chapter 16.
والعدد 12.
And verse 12.
Genesis.
Okay, so Genesis 16 and verse 12. Okay.
بيتكلم الكتاب المقدس هنا.
The Bible in this passage talks about
عن أصل الإسلام.
The origin of Islam.
يعني بالشخص اللي بدأ بالإسلام.
The person who started Islam.
لأن أنتوا المسيحيين من نسل إسحاق.
Because for those who are Christians, they're from descendants from Isaac.
واحنا المسلمين اقصد اقول احنا لما كنت احنا بس احنا دلوقتي انا مش انا دلوقتي معاكم زيكم انا دلوقتي اصبحت ابن اسحاق زيكم.
Okay, so before I come to Christianity I was one of those Muslims, so my descendants, I'm coming from someone else, but now I belong to Isaac's descendants.
ومكتوب كده في الاصحاح 16 والعدد 12 عن أصل الإسلام وعن إسماعيل يقول كذا الكتاب وأنه يكون إنسانا وحشيا يده على كل واحد ويد كل واحد عليه وأمام جميع إخوته يسكن.
So this is exactly what it reads in this passage, verse 12. And he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers.
وأيضا يتكلم سفر الرؤيا الإصحاح 13.
In the book of Revelation in chapter 13.
وابتداء من العدد 15.
And from verse 15.
وأعطي 13. 13.
13. And verse what?
15. Start from 15.
Okay.
وأعطي أن يعطى روحا لسورة الوحش حتى تتكلم سورة الوحش ويجعل جميع الذين لا يسجدون لسورة الوحش يقتلون ويجعل الجميع الصغار والكبار والأغنياء والفقراء والأحرار والعبيد تصنع لهم سمة على يدهم اليمنى أو على جبهتهم وأن لا يقدر أحد أن يشتري أو يبيع إلا من له السمة أو اسم الوحش أو عدد اسمه. هنا الحكمة، من له فهم فليحسب عدد الوحش فإنه عدد إنسان وعدده 666.
Okay, for those who have the book, it reads from 15 till the end of the chapter, so I can read it for you guys. He was given power to give birth to his image of the first beast, so it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or in his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for the wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666.
هذا الوحش اللي سمعنا عنه.
This beast that we heard about.
هو 100% أحبائي الإسلام.
It's 100% is Islam.
لأن الشيطان جه عشان يفرق ويشتت يقتل ويذبح.
Because the evil came to scatter, to kill, to slay.
وأنا واحد من هؤلاء اللي كانوا مسلمين.
And I was one of those who were Muslims.
ولما اتولدت في الإسلام كنت فعلا مملوء بالشر ضد كل واحد مسيح.
And when I was born in Islamic culture, I was full of hatred to those who are Christians.
وزي ما اتكلمت امبارح في البيت وحضرة القسيس كان موجود.
As I shared the other day, and the pastor did with there too.
وكلمت عن الاختبار بتاعي بالكامل.
I shared my whole testimony.
وديته كمان النبذة اللي بتقول عن اختباري وهي من سابقا من حوالي 12 ورقة لأن مش هقدر أقول كل اختباري دلوقتي.
And I gave him this booklet, small thing about his testimony, and it's a huge. It's just 12 pages, so I cannot share with you all.
وممكن الأسيس يعمل منها كابز ويدي ليكم لأنها فيها معلومات كتيرة جدا عن الإسلام.
So I'm hoping that the Pastor Dave that will make copies of this and can distribute, so it has, because it has a lot of information.
وحضرة الأسيس طلب مني إن أنا أقول الترنيمة بتاعت إزاي أنا كنت مسلم وبقيت مسيحي.
And Pastor Dave asked me to sing the song of how I became to be a Christian.
وطبعا أنا هرنمها بالعربي.
I'm going to sing it in Arabic.
وابن يوسف هيقولها بالإنجليزي.
And Yusuf will translate it.
بس هتقول كل حاجة.
He's asking me to say every single word.
And
sing it too. No. You're not going to like that.
فبقول أنا كان اسمي صديق محمود في الملكوت اسمي مش موجود في رؤيا جاني الرب يسوع خدني سقاني من اللي ينبوع قال لي أنا هو الرب المسيح وانت بقيت صادق عبد المسيح وجه يسوع مليان نور قرب مني ملان سرور قال لي هيا حمل الإنجيل بشر باسمي في عز الليل وامسك في يدك صليب وينادي بمجيء عن قريب. Go ahead.
You guys got it, right? I don't have to translate, right? Okay, they all got it.
he can't. Because he was not Sadiq Mahmoud. Just me. Anyway. لما تولدت في الإسلام.
So when I was born in an Islamic culture.
كنت بروح عند جيران ليا مسيحيين.
I used to visit some Christian neighbors.
لكن كنت دايما بحب أكلمهم عن الإسلام.
And I used to kind of like to talk to them about Islam.
وأباوت وعلى محمد.
And about a prophet Muhammad.
وعلى عائشة مرات محمد.
And his wife Aisha.
وهو كان عنده تسعة.
And he was married to 9 women.
Many girlfriends.
And many girlfriends.
No, I say it in Arabic. Anna, I say it in English. You say it in Arabic.
Oh, وعنده. Sorry, I didn't pay attention to that.
So don't copy me. Man. Oh. Young guys like him, I have to open my eyes and
he got a watch.
وكنت دايما بقول لهم عن الإسلام لكن هم ولا مرة قالوا لي عن المسيحية.
I used to talk to them about Islam the whole time and they never talked to me about Christianity, about Jesus.
وكنت من الجماعات الإسلامية.
I was one of those Islamic groups, the fanatic groups.
وإحنا في الجماعات الإسلامية كنا بنخطط تخطيطات ضد المسيحيين, ضد البيوت المسيحية, ضد العائلات المسيحية, ضد الناس اللي عندها بيزنس.
And one of the strategies that the Islamic groups or the fanatic Muslims is to plot things against Christians and homes and businesses. So that was one of the things that he was doing.
وكنت في مصر في منطقة اسمها الجيزة.
And I was in part of Egypt that's called الجيزة, where the pyramids actually are.
وكنت دايما أكلم الجماعة المسيحيين دول وأقول لهم فين محمد في الإنجيل بتاعكم.
And I used to talk to those Christian neighbors and asking them, where's Prophet Muhammad? It's not mentioned in your gospel.
المسيح بتاعكم عندنا احنا في القرآن. ازاي شلتوا محمد من الإنجيل?
Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Quran. Why your Bible is not talking about it? You guys basically omitted it or something.
فكانوا بيقولوا لي احنا ما نعرفش محمد.
And the response was, we don't know Muhammad.
ومش موجود عندنا في الإنجيل.
And it's not mentioned in our book.
لكن لو هم كانوا قارئوا القراءات اللي احنا قريناها دلوقتي.
And actually, he's saying that if they read carefully the passages that we read this morning.
لكانوا عرفوا فين محمد ومين محمد.
They could have been able to know who is Muhammad and where is he.
ودي النقطة اللي كثيرين من المسيحيين مش عارفين ما هي حقيقة الإسلام.
And that's a point that a lot of Christians do not know the fact and the reality of Islam.
خصوصا هنا في أمريكا.
Especially in America.
أنتوا فتحتوا الباب للمسلمين والهيئات الإسلامية.
America in general opened that door quite open for all Muslims and all the Islamic organizations.
وفتحتوا كل المساعدات للإسلام والمسلمين وعملتوا كل المساعدات للمسلمين والإسلام.
And America also offered help and aid for all the Muslims and all the other organizations.
وكانت النتيجة إن two towers وقعوا.
And the result was the two towers came down.
لكن أنا حاولت كتير مع الناس المسيحيين دول إن أوصل لهم الإسلام.
And on myself, I tried so hard to preach Islam to those neighbors.
لكن الاختبار طويل بس هقول الحتة المنطقة اللي فيها الرب يسوع اتقابل معايا فيها.
My testimony is quite long, but I'm going to really be specific and share the part where I met Jesus.
يوم 17 إبريل سنة 1967.
In on April 17th and 1967.
وكنت عند الناس المسيحيين دول.
I was over at those Christian family.
وكنت بتكلم معاهم عن أن المسيح ما اتصلبش.
And I was talking to them about Jesus was not crucified.
وأن أنتوا الإيمان بتاعكم كله غلط.
And your faith is wrong.
وأنتوا رايحين كلكم الجحيم.
And you're all going to hell.
واحنا هنعملكوا زي دبات او زي حيوانات واحنا هنركب فوقكم وهتوصلونا الجنه عند سيدنا رضوان.
And you guys will be all like animals and we'll ride you, like we're going to get on your back and you're going to take us all the way to our prophet.
لغايه الجنه.
to paradise.
وهناك هنلاقي احنا المسلمين 70 حورية مع الولدان المخلدون. What? You are here to serve the Lord with me, not to ask me.
And when we get there, we'll find 70 women are just waiting for us. And the other part I don't understand.
Yeah, little kids. little kids. Ah, ولدان مخلد يعني يقعدوا طول عمرهم عيال صغيرين كده.
Okay.
للحاجات الوحشة.
And they also find little kids that will never grow old.
ودي عادة عند العرب عند السعوديين والحاجات دي يعني الحاجة دي حاجة real وeasy يعني.
Yeah, and this is something really accepted in the mind of a lot of Muslims, especially in parts of like Saudi Arabia and things like that.
وقعدت ما عدت أكلمهم عن الأمور دي وما صدقونيش.
And as you know, as I continue talking about these, you know, topics or issues about things like that, they never believed me.
روحت على البيت.
I went back home.
ولما روحت على البيت وجيت أنام بالليل.
And I went back home and I was trying to sleep.
الرب وراني رؤية عظيمة جدا.
The Lord has given me a great, amazing vision.
هي دي الرؤية اللي أنا بقول عنها في الترنيمة إن أنا كان اسمي صديق محمود.
And this is the vision that I was referring to in the song that I sang earlier, that my name was Siddiq Mahmoud.
الكلام أو التغيير اللي ما قدرش الناس يعملوه معايا عمله شخص الرب يسوع المسيح.
The change that people were not able to offer me, Jesus himself offered me.
مع أن الرب بيقول في الإنجيل أنكم تكونوا مستعدين دايما لمجاوبة كل من يسألكم عن سبب الرجاء الذي فيكم.
Even though the Bible talks about that we all should be ready to answer any questions about the faith and the hope that we have.
وإنك الصليب اللي أنا كنت بنكره موجود عنه في كورنثوس الأولى 1:18.
And the cross that I always denied and underestimated was mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
بيقول فإن كلمة الصليب عند الهالكين جهالة.
The word of cross for those is ignorant, is foolish, being foolish.
وأما عندنا نحن المخلصين فهي قوة الله.
But for those who are Christians and believe it, it's the power of God to be saved.
لكن ما كنتش لاقي ولا حد مسيحي يكلمني عن هذا الخلاص.
But I never found any Christian person that could talk to me about this salvation.
لذلك الهيئات المسيحية زي Media for Christ.
Therefore, the Christian organizations like Media for Christ
بتوصل هذه الرسالة بحقيقتها لكل العالم العربي دلوقتي.
Broadcast this message to the whole Arabic world all over the world.
وفي خدام أمناء أقوياء في معرفة الكتاب المقدس.
And there are a significant number of great Christian ministers who are very knowledgeable about the Bible.
الليل بتاعهم نهار والنهار بتاعهم ليل.
Their day is night and their night is day.
لما دخلت علشان انام.
And as I went to sleep.
وما كنتش لسه غمضت عينيا.
I didn't really fall asleep.
الرب وراني الرؤية العظيمة الحلوة دي.
God has showed me his vision.
هذه الرؤية كانت عبارة عن.
This vision is like that.
كنت شفت في الرؤية ان انا نايم على جنب الشمال وحمل ايدي دي شبه مخدة.
I was basically leaning on my arm as like a pillow.
وبس حسيت ان في حد وانا كنت نايم في الجبل حسيت ان حد بيربط على كتفي.
And as I was sleeping, it's sort of like a valley or mountain area. Someone just tapping on my shoulder.
I was sleeping in the sand.
You're sleeping on the sand.
على الرملة.
على الرملة.
فلما حسيت بالتخبيط بحد بيخبط على كتفي بصيت فوق مني كده لقيت شخص الرب يسوع المسيح الجميل.
And as someone was tapping on my shoulder, I looked up and I saw the picture of Jesus Christ himself.
المكتوب عنه انه ابرع جمالا من بني البشر.
That was written that he's more beautiful than any humankind.
حتى القران اللي انا كنت بؤمن به ساعتها مكتوب عنه عن المسيح انه هو وجيه في الدنيا والاخره ومن المقربين.
Actually, it's even mentioned in the Quran itself that Jesus Christ is the most beautiful face in today and in the everlasting life.
ولما بصيت لقيت العظيم الحلو ده حبيت اقوم من على الارض ما قدرتش.
And as I looked at him and I was trying to stand up but I couldn't.
لكن الرب راح مايل وماسك ايدي وراح موقفني.
So he stretched out his hand
ومسكني من ايدي اليمين
and grabbed my right hand
ومشي بيا في الجبل.
And we walked together in the mountain area.
ولقيت بصيت لقيت شجرة زي شجرة الكريسماس وتحت الشجرة طبق مجدول من الزعف الأخضر اللي زي ده ومعمول طبق ومليان عيش.
As we walked, so we kind of stopped by a Christmas tree, and underneath the Christmas tree is a plate that is made of like a palm, like something made of, like palm trees.
ومليان بالخبز.
And was full of bread.
والخبز كان طالع منه نور عظيم جدا.
And the bread was shining with light.
حبيت أنا أميل بإيدي الشمال وأخد من الخبز اللي موجود في الطبق.
And then I lean over and try to get some bread from that plate.
لكن كل جسم ارتعش وما قدرتش أمسك الخبز.
And I started to tremble and I couldn't hold it.
الرب يسوع جاب واحد من الخبز.
And Jesus Christ himself grabbed the bread.
وراح كسر الخبز إلى اثنين.
And he broke the bread into two halves.
وراح كسر حتة من نص وراح مديني بقي.
And he broke a little piece and gave it to me.
وبعد ما أخذت من خبز الرب يسوع المسيح
After I ate from this bread
اداني بقى كل الخبز في إيدي اليمين
And he gave me the whole bread in my right hand
ومسكني من إيدي الشمال ومشي بيا في الجبل
And he grabbed my right arm I'm sorry, my left arm and then we walked in the mountain
وأنا في الجبل بصيت لقيت عبارة عن نهر مية أبيض رايق شفاف
And then as we were walking we saw a river of water that's really clean and pure
ولقيت القاع بتاع النهر أصفر زي الذهب الرملة بتاعت الرمل.
And the bottom of the water, you can see a yellow gold sand on the bottom.
فكان لون النهر رائع وعجيب جدا.
The picture is amazing and wonderful.
كأنه نهر من الإزاز، كأنه بلور.
It's like a clear, pristine water. It's just amazing.
وقف الرب يسوع بي على حافة النهر.
As we stood on the shore.
والرب يسوع بعد ما خلص الخبز اللي في ايدي
After he finished the whole bread
راح ممايل على النهر وملا ايده ميه
And he just leaned over and scooped some water
وشفته في ايده هنا وايده فيها الميه ثقب المسمار في مؤخر ايده هنا
And as I was seeing his hand I saw the little hole of the nail
وشفته كأن الجرح مجروح دلوقتي والدم بيخر من ايده وخلى لون الميه كلها احمر
And as if like he was just been nailed, he was bleeding. He was bleeding, and the blood became like mixed with the water.
وهو أراد بكده أنه يعرفني الآية اللي في سفر أشعياء 53:5.
And he was by doing this, he was trying to teach me the verse in Isaiah
53.
And verse 5.
Right? الرب يسوع رفع لي الدم بالمية ولقيت نفسي عمال بشرب دم بمية.
And then I started drinking water mixed with blood.
في الحقيقة ما كانش في إيد تقدر تخلصني إلا إيد حبيبي يسوع.
There was no other hand that could save me except the hand of Jesus Christ.
وهي دي الإيد اللي أنتم محفوظين بها لغاية دلوقت في هذه الكنيسة وفي كل الخدمة اللي بتعملوها بإيد الرب يسوع.
And this is the hand that's protecting you in this church and your life.
بعد كده الرب يسوع بعد ما سأني قال لي من النهاردة هيكون اسمك صادق عبد المسيح بولس.
After he watered me, he said that my name will be changed, and from now on, my name will be صادق عبد المسيح.
اداني الرب هذا الاسم.
God has given me this name.
لأنه كان يعرف أن الناس هنا في ال في الاي دي يعملوا الاي دي بثلاث اسماء لابد صادق عبد المسيح بولس يعني لازم يكون ليا ثلاث اسماء
and the way that he gave me the name he gave me a name that has like first name last name and middle name because when you have your ID you have to have those three things three names
وكأن الرب عارف ايه اللي بيحصل
as if like God knows what's going to happen in the future so he provided me with that name
انجيل يوحنا واحد بيقول
Book of John and chapter 1
بيقول في البدء كان الكلمة
In the beginning, and the word.
والكلمة كان عند الله.
And the word was God.
والكلمة كان الله.
And the word was God. Sorry.
طيب. محبة ربنا اللي خلصتني.
The love of God that has saved me.
خلتني دايما بحاول أكلم إخواتي المسلمين عن المسيحية.
Made me to speak to other Christians about Jesus. Other Muslims.
وأنا هنا النهاردة مخصوص علشان أتكلم معاكم شوية حوالي 20 دقيقة عن ما هو الإسلام.
And that's why I'm here. I'm here to share with you about the fact and what's the Islam.
الإسلام في غاية من الخطورة يا أحبائي.
Islam is really dangerous.
القرآن بيقول عن جميع المسيحيين أو اللي هم مش مسلمين.
The Quran talks about those who are not Muslims or Christians, for example.
أنكم أنتم اسمكم الكفار.
That we are called infidels or disbelievers.
وبيقول عنكم في سورة المائدة.
And one of the parts of the Quran is called سورة المائدة or the table.
لقد كفر الذين قالوا أن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم.
Those who said that Jesus Christ, that is the Son of God, are infidels.
ودي موجودة في سورة المائدة في القرآن عدد 17.
And this is mentioned in the Quran, سورة المائدة or table, verse 17.
وأيضا في العدد 73.
And verse 73.
من نفس سورة المائدة.
From the same part of the Quran.
بيقول عليكم أنتوا أيضا المسيحيين.
And call the Christians.
لقد كفر الذين قالوا أن الله ثالث ثلاثة.
Those who believe that the Trinity or God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are infidels.
وسورة المائدة العدد 60.
In the same part too, in verse 60.
إله الإسلام بيشتم المسيحية والمسيحيين.
The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, basically cuss all the Christians.
All the Christians, yep. And Jews too.
And Jews too.
بيقول من لعنه الله وغضب عليه جعل منهم القردة والخنازير.
That God will curse those and make him like little monkeys and pigs.
وهيكون مصيرهم الطاغوت يعني جهنم من تحت.
And their ultimate fate will be hell.
وده لأنهم أضلوا السبيل يعني ما عرفوش ربنا بتاع الإسلام.
Because they didn't believe in Islam.
ولما أحبائي نقرأ القرآن هنلاقي 173 فيرس مكان بيتكلم عن أن المسيحيين دول لازم ينتهوا.
If we read the Quran, the whole Quran, there's about 173 verses that talks about Christians should be perished.
الشيخ الشعراوي وده أحد الأئمة الإسلام.
One of the biggest and most famous Muslims, Sheikh or Imam, called the Sha'rawi.
جه للولايات المتحدة هنا.
Came one day to the U.S.
سنة 82.
1982.
وتقابل مع دكتور اسمه دكتور حتحوت.
And he met with one of the doctors called Hathout.
ودكتور حتحوت ده رئيس المركز الإسلامي في لوس أنجلوس.
And he is the president of the Islamic Center in L.A.
وقال له قال الشعراوي قال للدكتور حتحوت.
And Sha'rawi talked to Dr. Hathout.
وقال له أنا لو أقعد في أمريكا 10 سنين لازم أخلي كل أمريكا دي تبقى بلد مسلمة.
And he said those words to the physician that if I would stay in America for 10 years, I have to make the whole U.S. as an Islamic country.
أيضاً أنتم كلكم سمعتم عن المساوي.
And I'm sure most of you have heard about the Masawi.
اللي كان بيشتغل تبع بن لادن.
He was working for bin Laden.
وقد إيه مسك ناس أمريكان ودبحهم بالسكينة.
And how many Americans he slayed.
ويمكن سمعتوا عن محمد عطوة.
And I'm sure you've heard about Muhammad Atwa.
المصري اللي كان بيتعلم في مدرسة طيران هنا تقريبا في شيكاغو عن ازاي يضرب التو تاورز هو وزمايله ويهدوهم ويعملوا من امريكا اضحوكة اسلامية.
And this guy was basically he was
Muhammad Atwa.
Muhammad Atwa was
مع الجروب بتاعه.
Yeah. He was with other group he was going to a pilot school in Chicago. And this guy that who was learning and educating himself with the one who brought down the two towers.
أنا هنا يا أحبائي مش بالصدفة لكن بترتيب إلهي.
I'm not here by accident. I know that I'm here by God's will.
وأنا هنا علشان الرب بيحبكم كأمريكان.
And I know God loves you, and I'm here for you.
لأنكم أنتوا دائما هنا في أمريكا بتقولوا الكلمة الحلوة بتاعتكم take it easy.
And I know this is pretty common for the Americans to say take it easy.
زي لما مرة رحت المستشفى واحد غرقان بالدم وعظمه متكسر والنيرس بتقول له take it easy.
And one day I went to a hospital and I saw a guy walking and he was bleeding and he was soaked in blood and all his bones are crushed. And the nurse came to him and said, take it easy.
وسألته تاني, are you okay?
And she asked him, are you okay?
هو كويس انكم يكون عندكم ايمان.
It's good that you have faith.
وما تزعلوش وما تغضبوش.
And not to be angry or sad.
لكن لابد انكم تعرفوا كلمة الله الحقيقية بتقول لكم ايه.
But you have to know and you need to know what the word of God is telling you.
الكتاب المقدس بيتكلم عن اسماعيل انه يكون انسانا وحشيا.
The Bible talks about Ishmael that as being a wild person.
ما تقدرش تمشي في غابة فيها وحوش وما يكونش في ايدك بندقية او سكين علشان تدافع عن نفسك لو وحش جه عليك.
It's logical if you're going to walk in the woods, you got to have some sort of a gun or a rifle to protect yourself, because if a beast comes in or a wild animal approaches you, you got to protect yourself.
وهتبقى عاقل اكتر لو تعرف الوحش جاي لك من انهي اتجاه, من الشمال ولا من الجنوب, من ورا او من قدام.
And it's also good and wisdom that to know from which direction is the animal or the wild animal is going to come and attack you.
الإسلام بيكبر وبينتشر في أمريكا على حساب الدولار بتاع أمريكا.
The Islam and Muslims is growing in the U.S. on the account of the American dollar.
أنا رحت مراكز إسلامية كتيرة.
I went to a lot of Islamic centers.
هنا موجودة في أمريكا.
In the U.S.
وهنا في هسر المكان اللي أنا كنت موجود فيه.
And in his place.
ودخلت جوه في المركز الإسلامي عملت علشان أشتري بعض كتب إسلامية.
And I went there to go and, you know, to buy some Islamic books.
علشان أعرف أكتر عن الإسلام.
To know more about Islam.
علشان أقدر أدافع عن الكنيسة اللي أنا بقيت واحد منها ضد الإسلام اللي هو.
So I can defend the church that I'm becoming part of.
ينبغي عليكم أنكم تعرفوا العدو بتاعكم.
It's important to know who's your enemy.
إحنا في أمريكا هنا بنحاول دايماً مثلاً زي روسيا. ان احنا نعرف ايه روسيا وصلت لايه من الحاجات الحربيه علشان نقدر ندافع عن نفسنا اذا حصل اي حرب.
Take the same analogy that in, I mean here in America we would like to know how far Russia gets so we can be able to defend ourselves if Russia or you know launches an attack on America or something like that.
وده تخطيط الهي من ربنا.
And this is God's planning.
لما تقرا حزقيال حزقيال 39 و 38,
if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39,
هتعرف ان حرب هرمجدون او هرمجدون بالانجليزي
Armageddon.
بالعربي هرمجدون.
Okay, and then you learn about the Armageddon war.
هتقرا ازاي الله هيتمجد مع شعب اسرائيل.
And you'll learn also how God will be glorified with the people of Israel.
وكل العرب هيطلعوا على جبال إسرائيل.
And all the Arabs will be climbing on the mountains of Israel.
لأن العرب والقرآن بيؤمن وبيقول أن عدو الإسلام كل من لا يؤمن بمحمد أنه هو رسول الله.
The Bible states that and Islam, the Quran states that those who do not believe in Muhammad and do not believe in the God of Muhammad that they are all enemies of Islam.
واللي ما بيؤمنش بالإسلام وبمحمد هم مين؟ اليهود والمسيحيين اللي في أمريكا وفي كل البلاد الأوروبية.
And those who do not believe in Muhammad and his Quran are those basically the Christians who live in America and other places.
وبالعربي بالحساب العربي في حاجة اسمها الحروف الأبجدية.
In Arabic there are like the Arabic alphabets.
إسماعيل مكون من ألف سين ميم عين يهلا من ست حروف.
In Ishmael, the word Ishmael in Arabic is made of six alphabets.
وده اللي قرينا عنه في التكوين 16 عدد 12.
And this is the person that we read about in Book of Genesis.
يبقى إسماعيل هنا ست حروف. إنسانا ست حروف وشيطانا ست حروف يبقى ستة ستة ستة.
Okay, so we knew that the name or the number that we read in the Revelation, the enemy is going to be 666, and the name of Ishmael, if you six letters, and the word, the other two words is made of six letters. So if you combine all the three words, we'll give you 666.
وده هو الوحش اللي ابتدى يظهر.
And this is the beast
اللي هو بيعادي أو بيحارب الكنيسة.
That trying to fight the church.
كريشنا والجماعة البوذيين ما بيحاربوش الكنيسة.
Buddhist and Buddhism never tries to fight the church.
عندهم أخلاقيات أفضل من الأخلاقيات الموجودة في الإسلام.
They have beliefs and they have morals that cannot allow them to do that.
القرآن والأحاديث بتقول.
The Qurans and other subsidies with the Qurans.
بيقولوا ما لكم ونساءكم غنيمة لكم يعني المسيحي الفلوس بتاعته ومراته وعياله غنيمة أي أن المسلم عنده الحق يستولى عليهم بكل سهولة.
There's a that significant verse in the Quran says that all the Christians and all the belongings of Christians are spoils for the Muslim people.
ومرة تانية إن شاء الله قريب.
Later on, hopefully soon,
حضرة القسيس وأنتوا كشعب,
Pastor Dave and the congregation,
أبقى أجيب لكم القرآن هنا ونفتح القرآن وندور على مين هو المسيح في القرآن.
And then I'll bring a Quran and we can all search who is Jesus in the Quran.
ومين هو محمد من القرآن.
And who is Prophet Muhammad in the Quran itself.
صدقوني في مسلمين كتير سمعوا عن محمد في القرآن ودرسوا القرآن بس وأصبحوا مسيحيين بدون ما حد يبشرهم.
I know there are some Muslims that just by reading the Quran itself, they became Christians.
ودي الخدمة اللي بتعملها Media for Christ إنها بتفهم الناس على مين هو محمد حقيقة محمد على مستوى التلفزيونات والفضائيات.
And this is the ministry of Christ, Media for Christ is just broadcasting and unveiling the fact of Islam so everyone can know about Islam without have to read the Bible.
من مدة من سنين طويلة كان الرئيس بتاع مصر اسمه أنور السادات.
A while ago, the president of Egypt was Anwar Sadat.
راح يزور السعودية الملك فيصل.
Went to visit Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, the king.
في السعودية كان اسمه فيصل.
King Faisal.
وبعدين كان عاوز منه شوية فلوس لمصر علشان يعمل بعض الأشياء هناك.
And he was asking for some money to build some few things in Egypt.
ملك السعودية قال له أنا مستعدين نديلكوا أي الفلوس عايزينها بس إحنا عايزين كل المسيحيين اللي في مصر لازم يبقوا مسلمين.
And then the king replied and said, okay, we can give you all the money you want, but we have to get all the Christians in Egypt to become Muslims.
السعودية بتصرف ملايين الدولارات كل شهر على تدعيم الإسلام داخل أمريكا وداخل أوروبا.
Saudi Arabia spends millions of dollars to support Islam in America and Europe.
وإحنا الأكثر الناس نايمين.
And we are all asleep.
لإمتى؟
For how long?
الرب يسوع قرب يجي.
The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
وصدقوني هو متأخر في مجيئه لأن على أولاد الكنيسة شعب الكنيسة جهاد وكفاح لازم يعملوه حتى الرب يسوع يجي.
And I believe that his delaying is coming back because there's a lot of work for us that we need to do.
وأنا واثق إن كل واحد فيكم موجود هنا النهاردة في الكنيسة.
And I believe that every one of you in this church
بيحب الرب يسوع من كل قلبه.
Loves the Lord Jesus Christ from his heart.
ومش هترضوا على إن أمريكا الإسلام يدخل في أكتر من أمريكا ويتشعب فيها.
And I'm sure you all agree and you all believe that Islam should not be invading America more and more.
لأن أنا كمسلم سابقا شايف إن الإسلام ده أقذر وأخطر من الكانسر اللي موجود في اللي بيعيا به الناس.
And I believe in because as a previous Muslim, I know that Islam is the worst enemy. It's more severe than cancer.
أنا مش مهتم بالكانسر اللي عندي.
I don't care about the cancer that I have.
لكن أنا مهتم بابني محمود اللي في مصر اللي ما زال في الإسلام لغاية دلوقتي.
But I care for my son Mahmoud that is back in Egypt that is still Muslim.
وينبغي إن إحنا جميعنا كمسيحيين.
And we all as Christians.
نهتم بالإسلام إن نعرفهم الكتاب المقدس ونجيبهم لشخص الرب يسوع المسيح.
To care about the Muslim people and just to show them from the Bible and bring them to Christ.
السادات زمان قال للملك فيصل.
President of Egypt Sadat told King Faisal.
قال له احنا هنعمل من جلود المسيحيين أحذية لأرجلنا.
He told him that from the skin of the Christians we're going to make shoes.
وهي دي حقيقة الإسلام.
And this is the fact and this is the reality of Islam.
إيه رأيك في الإسلام بعد كده؟
What do you think about Islam now?
نصلي لأجلهم.
Can't we pray for them?
ونستعد.
And get prepared.
ونصلي.
And keep praying.
ونصوم.
Fast.
ونعمل بكل جهدنا ان نوصل كلمة الإنجيل لهؤلاء الناس.
And work so hard to get this word to all the Muslims.
واحد بس وهو عمر البشير.
One person that's called Omar al-Bashir.
رئيس السودان.
The president of Sudan.
قتل أكثر من 13,000 مسيحي في السودان من شهور فاتت.
He killed just this person killed 13,000 Christians. In a few months ago.
المحكمة الدولية مش قادرة تحصل على هذا الإنسان وهو واحد لوحده واقف ضد المحكمة الدولية ومش عاوز يروح ومش عاوز يحققوا معاه.
The international court cannot get hold of him and they cannot investigate this issue with him.
ليه؟ لأنه متحاصر بالبلاد العربية الإسلامية اللي حواليه.
Because he's being supported, being surrounded by all the Arab countries around him.
وإحنا المسيحيين هل اتحدنا مع بعض؟ هل حطينا إيدينا في إيدين بعض؟
And as Christians, have we ever tried to put our hands together?
الرب يسوع زمان بعد تلاميذه اتنين اتنين.
In the past, Jesus Christ sent his disciples two by two.
انتوا عارفين ليه يا حبايبي؟
You know why?
علشان لما واحد منهم يقع ويتعب التاني يقدر يقوم معاه.
Because if someone falls down, the other person will lift him up.
ده اللي الرب عاوزنا من عايزه مننا دلوقتي.
And this is what God wants us to do.
ان احنا نقف جنب بعض.
To stand by each other.
الكتاب مقدس واحد.
The Bible is the same Bible.
مسيح واحد.
It's one Jesus Christ.
صليب واحد.
One cross.
محبة واحدة.
One love.
كنيسة واحدة أيضا.
One church too.
إن كنا عرب أو كنا أمريكان.
Whether we're Arabs, Christians, Americans.
كلنا هنكون على السحاب مع شخص الرب يسوع المسيح.
We will all be in heaven together.
وأنا عارف ومتأكد أن الرب يسوع المسيح مجيئه قد اقترب.
And I know deep in my heart that the coming back of Jesus Christ is very soon.
الكلام كتير جدا في هذا الموضوع.
I know there's a lot to say in this topic.
لكن أنا عارف أن الوقت انتهى.
But I know the time is run.
لكن ما انتهاش بالنسبة لينا كخدام.
But it's not over for us as ministers.
وأنا بشكر الله إن أنا النهاردة معاكم.
Again, I thank the Lord for being with you.
وأشكر محبتكم العظيمة.
And I thank you for all the love.
وأشكر حضرة الأسيس وزوجته والشعب.
And I want to thank the Pastor Dave and his wife and the congregation.
وأشكر كل واحد عمل خدمة في هذه الكنيسة.
And I want to thank everyone who did something in this church.
وأشكر الأخ اللي جاب لنا كوباية المية.
Thanks for the person who brought some water for us.
والرب معاكم جميعا.
God all bless you and be with you.
سلام الرب معاكم.
May God bless you all.
Trying to assimilate and understand exactly what's going on, that will always be a challenge. But what we really want is for God, by His Spirit, to speak and stir our heart. Even though I may not quite grasp everything, that all the details, and I'm sure.
sure that there's tons going over my head as you caught that I didn't quite catch the name and what's taking place there. I'm sure there's much more that many of us are missing. But let me pray, and you know, we'll close in prayer, but let me pray that God would speak to our hearts the things that He's speaking and stir our hearts to the degree that He is stirring, so that we will respond in a way that won't be laissez-faire, just a casual response and just a token prayer, but that our part will respond as God is leading us. And so, Lord Jesus, we come in Your name. And we know that there was far more communicated this morning than what we could grasp. Even if we understood, even if there wasn't the language barrier, there would be still much more that we weren't able to comprehend. But God, by Your Spirit, cause our hearts to comprehend what You're saying to the church today, to not just the American church, but Lord, to this body of believers that's gathering here in Paloma, that we would recognize what the Spirit is saying to the church, and that we would not turn a deaf ear, and that we would not turn an apathetic heart, but that we would be responsive, and that we would be stirred out of our slumber and out of our take-it-easy mode, and that we would respond in fervent intercession in behalf of what's going on, not just around the world, but even all too close to home. God, we pray that You would be with our brother Sadiq, and God, we pray that You would not only continue to anoint him and use him mightily as he has opportunity, as You continue to open doors, but God, we pray against this cancer that's in his body. And even though he minimized it, Lord, we would pray that You would, by Your Spirit, completely heal. Lord, completely remove that cancer. And God, that it would be a picture of the healing that You want to do, not just in the church, but Lord, in the in all of Islam. Lord, that You would remove the cancer that is there as well. And God, we pray that there would be a continued, as I mentioned, anointing, and a continued ability, even as these travels would wear on Brother Sadiq. Lord, we pray that You would give him strength of the Lord. Lord, that You would give much endurance, Lord, is the word, Lord, to accomplish what You put on his heart. Amen. And that, God, You would raise up other disciples, Lord, others that would carry on that ministry, such as Joseph, and just the things that You're working through his ministry. Lord, we pray for Dr. Bakker, Lord, who has serious lung issues and has been in the hospital undergoing operations, Lord. Mm-hmm. You have shown Your presence in his behalf, Lord, and we pray that You would continue to use him mightily as well. And God, continue to unite us together as a people. Yes. Lord, brothers and sisters, American and Arabic, Lord, that there would be, that we would be one in You, just as the word says, that there's not a Jew or Gentile, Greek or Hebrew, man or woman, Lord, that we would be one in You, Lord, and together. So, Lord, unite us and accomplish Your purpose in us and through us. And God, we pray Your blessing on the meal that is before us, and we pray that there would be much fellowship.